The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Open this goddamn white glove. It's Monday. Yeah, here we go. How you doing over there, huh?
I'm good.
Okay, well, that's alrighty then. So I'm just gonna kick it off right now. Hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Boy, it's been a long time since I said that. Nice. There are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there. And to them we say, can a man walk down the street without being offered a job? I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. With me today is James Brizuela. How you doing?
I am okay.
That's good. See, I like the enthusiasm. And normally we would have Alex Cordova, but he ain't here, and I can't think of a good excuse for it. But we'll probably get him next week.
He forgot to wear his goggles during a scene with a bunch of acid, and he realized that goggles do nothing, and now he's in the hospital.
Well, to that I say, Jiminy Jillikers, Jiminy Jillikers, Jiminy Jillikers. That's right.
Exactly.
All right. You want quick bits or should I go quick bits? Because we got all this pre-Summer Games Fest news, so we might go ahead.
I'll do the quick bits because I have a bit of breaking news to add to the quick bits at the end.
Oh, shit. All right.
So, Jeffrey Wright is reprising his role from The Last of Us 2 for the series adaptation. If you do not know who we're talking about, go look it up. And if you have not played that game, don't look it up. Or something. GTA 6 release is now confirmed for fall 2025. And if we know Rockstar, that means we're getting it spring 2026.
I was going to say the same shit. Yes, absolutely.
So, or summer 2026, if we're being really honest here.
Yeah.
They tend to delay their games 2, 3, even 4 times. And you know what? We love them for it because they're always incredible. And I could care less if they delay it a full year.
Exactly.
Anyway, Danny DeVito says he'd love to play Wario in the sequel to the Mario Bros. Movie, while Chris Pratt hints that it'll hint at IPs beyond just the Mario Bros. I don't know what that second part means, but okay.
It'll allude to other IPs that are not part of Mario. Maybe Kirby, maybe some other shit, I don't know.
Sure, there you go. That's what he meant to say.
Yes.
Ubisoft cancels The Division Heartland. Womp womp. In the Heartland. Stater Brothers. Doom the Dark Ages is set to be revealed at Xbox Games Showcase. This is the rumored new Doom game, and if it's going to be Xbox exclusive, I'm going to hurt somebody. It probably will be because they're stupid. Anyway, Hogwarts Legacy big update is brand new mounts and clothing items. No word on any potential DLC. I also heard, or rather, people are very upset about that because we'll talk about it in a second.
Okay, good.
Call Foe Duty. Black Ops 6 is coming to Game Pass with more to be revealed at the Xbox Showcase this weekend. And for the big breaking news that literally just came out right as I opened my laptop, Amazon Prime Video has announced Like a Dragon Yakuza is getting a live-action series announced for this fall. Let's go.
Hey, there we go. All right.
It is going to be directed by Masaharu Take, best known for the drama series The Naked Director. Made in Japan, the series will star the hugely popular Japanese drama and stage actor Ryoma Takuchi in the role of Kazuma Kiryu. This guy, I looked him up, and he does not look like he should be playing Kazuma, but you know what? We'll give it a shot. Anyway, it's coming out this fall, so there you go. Boom.
I trust their adaptations. You know what? If Amazon keeps the train going, they should do a Call of Duty adaptation as well. I think
Call of Duty. that is the urban version of Call of Duty. please be on the lookout for that.
Fosachi. F-O... Sachi.
Yeah, so what I was going to say about Hogwarts Legacy is people are very upset at the lack of DLC, if you will, or rather the lack of New Game Plus is a really big thing that people have been begging for and they're not going to do, I'm assuming. I think they're moving on at this point because they're like, okay, this worked. How could we live service this bitch up and make even more money instead of giving everybody the stuff that games normally do when you have a good RPG, is you give New Game Plus. You know, I think they're trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes with these free summer shit. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, the only thing, and they try to hype it up by, oh, you get the Haunted Hogsmeade, but that was a mission that it was only available on PlayStation, which I'm like, okay, fine, people get to play it. It wasn't that fun of a mission to begin with, and... But it's like, oh, brand new mission. It's like, it's not new. It just wasn't available to everybody.
Yeah, so, they're just opening the fucking door for some people. Some people. Yeah. Not even all the people.
Right. And, like, I don't know, man. New mount colors and stuff. Who fucking cares? Like, really?
I mean...
New Game Plus or some sort of DLC. Like, and they're not going to. This is their way of not doing that because they're already probably working on number two and they're going to make it worse and then they're just trying to go for the cash grab. Because,
they're going to monetize the fuck out of that game.
Yeah, because Hogwarts Legacy was the biggest selling game of 2023.
Yeah, they don't want... They're going to reuse a lot of assets. They're going to reuse Hogwarts. They're going to do all this other shit. And so they don't want people to go back to the old Hogwarts game just because, like, you know, they're being overshadowed with all the new monetizations they're going to do. Like, they've said this in fucking meetings that they're going to monetize the hell out of Hogwarts. So, we'll fucking see, dude.
I only want Danny DeVito to play Wario if he says, look at me, I'm Wario, assholes.
I want him to play Wario just, I don't know, dude. Him as Wario and Glenn Howerton as Waluigi. Just give me both with...
Honestly, you know who would be a better Wario? And I know this is, like, kind of crazy, but I think Pedro Pascal would be a better Wario.
I mean, I can see him doing it, too, actually. That's not a bad choice. That's not a bad choice.
I'm just saying.
Give us his fucking, like, almost Oberyn-style voice, and I think he can make it work. I don't know.
I mean, he's been doing nothing but serious stuff, and I think it's time for him to dial it back and go do something fun. And I think he should be Wario.
He would.
I love Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is probably going to be great if they ask him to be Wario, but I don't know.
I think he'd be fucking amazing. But also, how much time do we have left with Danny DeVito? He's fucking old, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
He's a little fucking old.
He is. So, I don't know.
We'll see. But hey, you know what? I'm really excited about this fucking Doom Dark Ages. I was reading up some shit about it. Apparently, in previous interviews, id Software said that Doom 1 was their Evil Dead, Doom Eternal was their Evil Dead 2, and they definitely would be looking at the next one like their Army of Darkness, which means good shit gameplay-wise. I really hope it's not Xbox exclusive, though. I really actually do.
I don't like that comparison. Because Doom is already that. Like, Doom is already Army of Darkness to me. Like, it's just action and craziness. And
I think that maybe looking at aesthetics-wise, though, I'm sure what they're
going but, for. Well, sure. I mean, it's called the Dark Ages. I mean, I'm assuming this is just a big assumption here, but there's going to be some sort of time travel element.
Probably. Back
to the olden days of you're in hell, but it's like... Come on, man! You don't need to dress it up to sell it. Like,
but you know what?
It's gonna be Doom is great because you get to turn your brain off and just fuck demons up, and that's all it ever has to be.
Oh, but man, they can do some dragons, some torture material. I don't know. I can see a lot of potential in this angle. Plus, to me, Army of Darkness was also much zanier than the first two as well.
Yeah,
but
at the same time, if they get too zany with it, they're gonna kind of ruin what Doom is.
I mean, Doom
is just, it's just high octane craziness. Like, it should, that's all it ever, like, you, I, they could have not put a good story on the remakes, the reboots, if you will, and I would still enjoy them. Like, if it was just like, you're just shooting shit up every level. That's essentially what it is already, but there was a really good storyline for the most part. You know what I mean?
The storyline definitely pushes you to try more levels and, like, look around a little bit. So,
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think, to me, like, this comparison, I feel like they're just, it's going to be bigger. They're going to be a lot bigger in ways that, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're going to try to go a little bit more RPG element with it. Maybe it go a little bit bigger in terms of not so much a linear map, maybe a little bit more open world, but not...
Kind of like how Metro does it, right? Like
More like God of War open world, because God of War...
Oh, interconnected in kind of way.
It's, yeah, it's open world, but it's also linear and still kind of, you know... Yeah, I just
don't... I like that approach, yeah.
I do too, because it's like you go one area to... You can still, like, explore that one area, but there's a bunch of other stuff that you can go back to, or, you know what I mean?
Kind of has like a Metroid Prime kind of feel, right? Like a
sort
Dark
of,
Souls
sort
thing.
Of. Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. I think that would be cool if they just added that. And I mean, the Dark Ages, you know, if you're going medieval, Dungeons and Dragons, RPG, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, definitely. Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of potential, and it's looking like we'll find out pretty soon, because this wasn't exclusive on, I believe it was PC Gamer or something, so it was one of those, like... very, very reputable sources, like, it's got to happen. And we'll know on Sunday. We'll know on Sunday, actually. So we'll fucking see. Just like we'll know more about this Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Okay, Microsoft, they're going hard on the Game Pass. So cool. I don't know. I'm less enthralled with Game Pass more and more now that I, like, stopped using it. I realize, like, oh, I don't really use it that much. And I think a lot of people are going to have that same revelation once they stop, you know, they get it for Call of Duty and they get their fucking fill.
Yeah, I accidentally repaid for the extra tier, and I'm kind of pissed off that I did that. Because I also, even it's nice to have the options, but there are so many games that there's just no way I can get to them.
Yeah.
There's just absolutely no way. Even like the monthly games that we get for free on the normal PlayStation Plus is like too much for me. I just don't have the time to get to
that. No, I'm saying the same shit. I was fucking playing portably on my Switch this whole time. I'm like, see, just put more games here, because I'm not going to put my TV on and, like, sit down for as much as is required to get the most money out of this service. Like, I'm just not going to get it. But, I mean, Call of Duty's a good bill. I say give us the rest of the Call of Duties, too. How about that? That'd be nice. Because those were fun. Those were good ones. Yeah. And, of course, Ubisoft canceling another game and firing a lot of employees and having more harassment cases, it's all par for the course. It's not really news, but, you know, if you're a Division fan, sorry?
Yeah.
Too fucking bad?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't even remember what Heartland is or was supposed to be, and I fell off after the first Division just because it wasn't that satisfying of a loot shooter.
It's a grindy as fuck, dude. No, I'm fine.
Yeah, and then the second one, I just didn't... I think I played it for a little bit, and I was like, nah. Yeah, so...
Yeah, I can't be doing this grindy shit. And then, yeah, okay, so tell me more about Jeffrey Wright and this role, because I'm completely blind on Last of Us 2 here, but I love Jeffrey Wright as an actor. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, Jeffrey Wright's great, and he's reprising the role that he played in the game, in the live-action TV show, and that's all I will say.
That's all you'll say? All right.
I think it's incredibly important for everybody to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people know already what's going to happen, but The Last of Us 2 is so much more darker than the first game. The first game is already fucked up, but the second one is even worse. And it was just, it's such an incredible game. It's such an incredible storyline that it's to me, it's leaps and bounds better than the first one.
Damn.
And the way it progresses and the things that happen, the way that it ends is so unbelievable to me. I hope that they do a third and then end it swan song. I wouldn't even be upset if they don't do a third, but it sounds like Neil Druckmann is angling to do a third.
I think he wants one more. It feels like
because the way number two ends, it could go either way for me.
Okay,
but. That's all I'll say. Like I said, for people that don't know, you know, maybe you don't have a PlayStation and you probably can't play, but if you can get your hands on one, play these games before the show comes back again, because it's the first show did a really good job of, it was almost a one for one adaptation, apart from some things that pissed off all the homophobes, which was hilarious. But other than that, they nailed it. It's exactly like how the game is, but obviously it's, you know, way longer and more in depth. And then the second game, like I said, is absolutely phenomenal to me. It's one of my favorite games of all time. So
yeah, and it's Neil Druckmann is directly involved with this series as well, so you know it's gonna have his touch along with the showrunners who made the first season really phenomenal. So we're in the golden age for fucking games, to be honest with you. Game adaptations, at least. And then we'll get back on Call of Duty and all that stuff next week or the week after, whatever our schedule is, as Summer Game Fest rolls along. And you know you're going to hear our thoughts about that. But when it comes to the news, Sony actually made their little set of announcements that they do for summer. And boy, do people have fucking opinions on this one, huh? So do you want to run through this? I'll run through the next one. Go for it. You double it up right here.
Sony State of Play is here, and it premiered to mixed results. At least one more is promised before the year is out. But for now, here's how they decided to kick off summer announcements. Firewalker Studio shared gameplay for a 5v5 PvP shooter called Concord with the release date of August 23rd. God of War Ragnarok is officially set to hit PC this September. Dynasty Warriors Origins is coming out next year. A bunch of VR announcements, including The Forsaken Land, an Alien Rogue Incursion. Silent Hill 2 Remake finally has a release date, and it's coming October 8th. Astrobot is coming in September, but they didn't say if this Astrobot game is free or not, but it also contains a lot of references to some of the best PlayStation games, and quite honestly, it looks pretty fun. And then more Monster Hunter. Monster Hunter Wildlands was finally debuted, and if you like grindy monster hunting, then you're going to love it.
Yeah. Niche amount of people that love that stuff, so...
I cannot do that much grinding.
No, I can never.
Yeah,
do it.
I tried getting into two of them with everybody, but probably I was like, okay, so this is like a 5% chance this one thing drops. I'm like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, honestly, no.
Honestly, Concord looks fun, but I'm kind of over the Overwatch copycats, to be honest. And while this one isn't exactly an Overwatch copycat, It is.
No, it's a hero shooter at the end of the day, right?
But that's what Overwatch is.
That's what
Overwatch
I mean. Like, it's a hero shooter at the end of the fucking day.
Yeah, exactly. It's... Oh, that goes...
He doesn't like Overwatch either. Does not like Overwatch either. No.
I don't know why they were barking.
Oh, you're all good.
Anyway, getting back to it.
Definitely. Bruce also is not about Concord, right? Just definitely
not. Yeah, apparently not. The dogs clearly don't like it. No, I mean... like I said, it looks, you know, it looked kind of fun. It looked cleaned up, which was nice. It looked good from just the initial gameplay, which is great because usually when you get initial gameplay videos, they always look like crap, obviously, because they're typically in alpha form or pre-alpha. But you know, I don't care. I don't know.
It's not for me either. It's just not.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
Like, these games, if they're free, I'll give them a shot and see if I like them. That's as far as I go with it. You know,
whatever. I just don't like. I mean, the loop I understand is very fun for a lot of people. Like, it's a good combat loop. That's really good, and I'm sure there's progression and all this stuff. I don't got time for that shit. I don't have time to like learn, because they're all games where you learn the meta, and it becomes like it's rewarding in that kind of sense. They're just not casual enough for me at this point in my life. I just can't do it. Sorry, bros.
I mean, the only thing, like, I play Fortnite every now and again. I'll jump on and play a couple rounds, and then that's it.
Yeah, but that's casual enough, though. That's, like, kind of the perfect balance, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, PC people, Ragnarok is coming to PC, and I'm excited for you who, if you haven't played it yet and you only have PC, because it's an incredible game. It's an incredible sequel. So, you know, that's awesome. Dynasty Warrior Origins, I never got into those games. I've played them every now and again, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one too. Like, they're fun for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, how about something else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Silent Hill 2 looks frightening. I'm excited for it. I'm probably going to pick it up.
No, I'm with the Silent Hill 2 remake. I think it's one of those about time remakes, right? It's about fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look at all of the success that Resident Evil has had with their remakes. So it's like, you know.
We're going to talk about that coming up real soon.
And Silent Hill, you know, is arguably its biggest competition. So,
yeah, you know. Since the beginning, that's right. And I would also say, too, on the VR stuff, I know they tried to, like, really push PSVR 2, but nothing really quite hitting. However, I would say if there's one type of franchise that I think could work and be scary as shit in VR, it probably would be Alien. That would work. But, man, is the medium limited. So, hopefully, yeah. they show what VR can really do. With that particular one, I will support it. Also, I know one of the developers, so I am just promoting them a little bit. So hopefully they can, hopefully it works out. All the other VR stuff, though, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Again, Astrobot looks fun, but you know, I played the original Astrobot game or whatever. The
package one, right?
Yeah, the one that comes with the PlayStation 5, and it's cool because that's like when you really get to experience haptic feedback the most.
Oh, I played it too. I love it, actually. It's really fun. Yeah,
I feel like that's the only game that implemented the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever. And again, you know, Monster Hunter, it's just Monster Hunter with the new veneer and paint. So, you know, go to town.
But she's got
people.
A cool new hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the franchise. I tried playing them. Like I said, it's just, I can't do the grinding. But you know, it looks good and it looks exactly, I did really like though that it appears that you can stagger animals now or monsters whereas you couldn't do that before. I mean, in the sense that you could stagger them in previous entries, but this one it looks like you knock them over, which is cool.
Okay.
So, you know, again, it looks nice. So, you know, if you're a fan, have fun.
I will give it as much of a chance as I would Dynasty Warriors Origins. There you go. You both get that much of my care right now, which is minuscule, but it's there a little bit. So what is not getting my time anymore is this next news story. Holy shit. So Multiverses is back, unfortunately. Yeah. Multiverses has relaunched with a botched rollout, removing many of the features from the original game, including the ability to play as every character offline. You gotta buy them now. Jeez. The pace of the game has been slowed down considerably as well. You also cannot air out immediately from... or you can't attack immediately off a jump to retain your airs, so that's... Your Smash Brothers people are pissed, just so you know. And it also retains a lot of the same glitches and poor hit detection that was notable in the beta. Of course, the unlocking characters now takes far longer. Unless it's, of course, the Joker, which costs twice as much as the other characters. It's not even out yet. I've read the best analogy on Reddit that I think summed it up. Is they relaunched it basically as a mobile game. It has all the qualities of a mobile game. They dumped it down for everyone else, and they made it just grindy, looty madness. And to me, despite the quality of the characters look great that are coming out. Agent Smith, Gandalf, all the whole fucking shebang. But if your core gameplay is like a bit stripped down to its fucking bare, like I'm not gonna bother. Like honestly, this is a really bad look for WB again. Another one. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean. I liked it before, and I'm kind of sad that they shut it down, and shutting it down just kind of took all the hype away from it.
Yeah.
And I haven't downloaded it, even though it's still free, but from what I'm hearing from all the reports, like, I don't care to download it again.
Same. I use the hard drive space, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't need it necessarily because I still have a 2 terabyte external, but
not me, baby.
Regardless of that, I don't care. You know, I liked it a lot when it first came out. Like, I feel, other than like the completely unbalanced characters, I feel they had something there.
At least the characters felt unique, right?
Right.
Like, they were well designed.
They were, and it wasn't gonna ever unseat Smash Brothers like many of the other ones have tried and failed. But it felt like its own unique thing, and it was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad that they did that to this game, and I'm honestly shocked it's still free. I thought they were going to charge people, but obviously they're charging people with having to pay for these characters. That's horseshit. So.
Dude, what is it, like a 36-hour grind or something for any one character?
Yeah, they said 36 hours. They said 2 days straight to unlock one new character, and then twice as long for a Joker. So it's like, you know.
Bro. I mean, it did, I think with that kind of grind, like, I got the characters I wanted with, like, Jake and all these other ones. Like, but I put the time in for the game. Like, yeah. You know, I was giving them the fucking numbers. And they ruined toasting, apparently. Like, the toasting system is all fucked up, too.
Jeez.
Yeah, toasting was fun.
It was.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, this game had so much potential. We talked about it in one of the other previous episodes. Like, there were so many directions they could have gone had they made it more Smash-like in a lot of ways, actually. They were right there. And they went the exact opposite direction. So, ugh. Warner Brothers. And just to try to sell a couple more character versions and pay for that licensing? Yeah. Yeah. Way to go. This is Hogwarts. This is going to happen to Hogwarts, I'm telling you.
Yeah. They're going to fuck it up for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well... That's the unfortunate news right there. I mean, what'd you think of the state of play, though, before we move on to the rumors? Like,
It was boring. There was nothing that really, like, struck out to me where I was like, oh, my God. Again, Concord looks interesting. I'll give it a shot if it's free. I can't remember if it was free or not. Mm-hmm. Or if it drops on the PlayStation Plus for us or whatever. But other than that, you know, there's nothing that was like, oh, my God. So I'm hoping the next showcase is going to have something better. But this was kind of a meh.
Yeah.
It was a very forgettable showcase.
And really, like, and they dropped this kind of showcase during a time when people are going to be dropping big-ass announcements.
Yeah.
Like, season.
But, you know, maybe that's why, though. They're like, let's get out the boring stuff to prepare for the better stuff, maybe?
Well, from what I've read on my usual rumor sources, we're not going to get another showcase. We're only getting one more for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not going to drop anything during the, you know, summer gaming. And plus...
Maybe get some announcements.
Well, I mean, like, IGN is doing the whole thing, and a lot of the games that I'm sure are going to get announced could be PlayStation-centric.
That's so true. Very, very true.
You know, again, maybe they're just waiting. They're waiting to drop some stuff during, you know, I don't know,
the summer game? Yeah, so we'll find out. We're going to find out next week when that thing drops, and you'll hear our thoughts on that, obviously. Hopefully we get a Nintendo Direct as well. That is rumored for June. I think they actually leaked it in their investment meeting, so let's hope it's all back-to-back. We got some interesting rumors, though. James, I think you would like this first one if you want to go for it.
Sure. Resident Evil 0 and Code Veronica remakes are apparently in the works.
Yeah.
It looks like Capcom is going to cycle through many more Resident Evil games before we get to 9. Boo.
Uh-huh.
Which is rumored to be delayed after it has shifted to an open world format. Okay, sure. But in the meantime, it has been leaked that Resident Evil 0 will be released and handled by the team that did the RE3 remake in separate ways, while Code Veronica is being handled by the team that did RE2 and RE4 remakes. Bit of good news, a bit of bad news.
Yeah.
Good news because, sweet, more remakes. They have been knocking it out of the park with the remakes, except for RB3 I'm not as enthused with. I mean, I started it, but I haven't finished it yet. Separate Ways was fantastic for me in terms of it being a DLC.
Separate Ways was really good, actually. Yeah, I fucking love that one.
RE2 and RE4, fantastic. So this is cool. I mean, I'm a little confused about what they're doing with 9, but also, sure, let's see what happens.
I think with 9, Capcom is so worried about, like, 7 and 8 were so well received. They're putting all their eggs in this basket. Like, they're just like, okay, this has to be the best fucking thing we can possibly do because we are just riding too goddamn high.
But they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot by making it open world because we don't need that. Like, you're essentially finishing the saga or the trilogy, if you will, with the Winters family. So, like, why do we need open world?
I wonder, though, because you're right. I'm with you on that. It seems unnecessary. But I feel like with the reverence Capcom has given every single Resident Evil project they've done so far, I feel like they'd only do it if they have a good way of approaching it. Like, if they have, like, an idea, right?
So, yeah, I agree completely. They wouldn't go that route unless they were for sure, like, this is going to work.
Yeah.
My thought is, if they're going to finish this trilogy and they're going to finish the Winters family background and everything that's happened thus far in 7 and 8, it would make sense to make a game that is all-encompassing the first two games, but bigger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So if it's an area that is including all of that, both those games areas plus more, in a, like, this is like the reality of where the winters are at or were or trying to escape or whatever, then sure. But we'll, you know, we'll see, obviously. I love 7 and 8. I love 7 absolutely to the core of me.
Yeah.
And I trust them. You know, I've been banging the drum for 9 for a long time. But I'm also going to be patient because Capcom has not let us down yet with this reboot and the remakes. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm with you. And to be honestly, they picked the right teams for each of these remakes. The Zero team with the, I mean, again, RE3 remake, I'm with you. It was like, it's good, but it's not like Resident Evil good.
No.
Like the rest of it. It's just good as a regular game. But I thought Separate Ways was phenomenal. And I think Separate Ways was this team's way of redeeming themselves from 3, because that's actually longer than the RE remake. So giving them Zero, I think, is Capcom being like, hey, don't fuck this up.
Right.
Like, you really got to prove yourselves with this one. Zero is one of the most reviled games in this series, so they are going to have to do something to really, like, distinguish this version of the game from all the other ones. Code Veronica being handled by the RE2 and RE4 team, holy shit. That means we're going to get the best version of this game. Like, 2 and 4 really upped the fucking ante. They really, really did. So,
yeah,
you know, let's see. I have... Code Veronica is the only game this entire series I never played.
Same.
Yeah, same. Never played it. So
neither did I.
We'll see, Capcom. We'll see. But, boy, do we have 2 more rumors here. These are very interesting ones now. This is a legit leak, confirmed. Xbox handheld has been leaked. That's right. Microsoft is getting into the handheld market, and we might get a glimpse very, very soon. Leakers have found a teaser referencing a new Xbox handheld to be shown at Xbox Game Showcase, along with info that a first-party game will be shadow dropped that day. No details on the specs, but other rumors have put it and on par with Xbox One and PS4 levels with cloud streaming for the series-level titles. Yeah. So basically, it's going to be like the Switch 2, but for Xbox.
Okay.
And... I don't know. What do you think? Xbox handheld? We had rumors of a Sony handheld, too, coming out. This might be the new fucking trend, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You know, after PlayStation dropped the ball with theirs,
Sure.
You know, they quite literally ruined it with you have to be, you know, on Wi-Fi to play it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Xbox can come out and deliver something that's not that stupid, I think they're gonna run away with winning that one.
That's not that stupid.
Well, I mean, it's such a stupid concept.
Like, I agree. I thought it was dumb as shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is the point of a handheld if you have to be at home to play it?
And the screen looked good. The controller size looked. And it looked like you could play some really good games on there, right?
And like, but you can't. Like the whole, they made that because they're like, we want guys to be able to play games while their girlfriends watch shows they don't like. Mm-hmm. That's why they made it. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna be in the comfort of your home, still playing it, and it's stupid.
And they're like, no deal, McCutcheon. That moon money's mine.
Exactly.
No, fuck it.
Inflammable means flammable. What country?
No, I mean, honestly, though, this handheld got leaked in that big old leak that happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the look, it looked good. Like, the way that they actually laid it out. I don't think it had, like, a Joy-Con functionality. It seemed like a pure handheld, which, fine. Like, you're not going to connect to the TV. You're not going to do anything like that. It seems to be pure. Just take it where you want to go, whatever. But I mean, spec wise, like if I could just get a little better running Xbox One level games, I'm with it. I'm totally with it. I have a big old backlog that I would love to play on the go because I am a busy man. So yeah.
If it's cheap enough, if it doesn't exceed $150, and you can play offline, then they're going to win with that.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you can play offline, I mean, that's the thing. Like, no, everything for the Xbox One, PS4, like, style games, apparently it's going to be on the system. So, no cloud, no need to be connected, none of that shit.
Yeah, and, you know, that's smart. And I hope they do release that because then PlayStation's going to fucking eat crow on it because they really something stupid. So, you know.
Yeah. They get, it's that, man, I hope somebody doesn't get too arrogant. Cause like, yeah, I think with the Steam Deck and the Switch 2, like big handhelds are coming back in a big way. This is not the, mm-hmm. this is not the DS and PSP era. Like there's a lot of potential between all this stuff and Xbox getting on it. All right, I'm with it. Let's just hope they don't fuck it up like they fucked up everything else so far, which is a big ass. Yeah, that's a big ass actually.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, right. Do you want to take this last one?
Sure. So Nintendo is sitting on remakes and remasters. Leaker Midori has corroborated what many others have been reporting about Nintendo's remaster release strategy, and apparently they've been sitting on Twilight Princess remastered for at least 2 years.
Ah.
This comes off reports that Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door was proven to be completed over a year ago. Other rumored remasters include Metroid 2 and 3, Wind Waker HD, F-Zero GX, Fire Emblem 4, and a mystery 3DS game. You know, it makes sense. It sucks that they've been sitting on it, but, you know, they probably don't want to just throw everything out at once, because then it's like you're kind of cannibalizing the success of those games.
Yeah. Yeah. To me, it seemed like a good way to stretch that they delayed the Switch 2. So they're like, okay, cool. We delayed the Switch 2. We're going to just drop these old GameCube classics as we lead up to the new system. It seemed like the strategy. I don't know.
And that's and that makes a lot of sense too. Like let's release these every so often until the Switch 2 is announced and can come out. Mm-hmm. And it makes perfect sense, because then people, Nintendo fans, still have a lot to be excited about until the new system drops and whatever game this is gonna be the console seller for that. So
yeah, I'm wondering what that's gonna be. I wonder the mystery 3DS game is gonna be. That's the big one I'm focused on, because 3DS was a good system.
I mean, I hope these are all true. Wind Waker HD will be fantastic. I can't wait to play that one again.
Dude, F-Zero again. That would be some shit. And that's one of the most prominently featured leaks that I've seen so far, is the GX remake. Like, Nintendo apparently really wants to do something with it. Mm-hmm. And I would play Twilight Princess again also. Like, that was a good Zelda game. I mean, I feel like...
I liked it a lot. I haven't played it since back in the day when, like... Alex bought it, and I was like, what is this? And he's like, oh, the new Zelda. I was like, I'm playing it.
Bro, that was like 14 years ago. That was 16 years ago? Shit, yeah, that was a long time ago.
We were 21 and living in the apartment. Bro, it was...
Holy shit. We were babies, man. Holy fuck.
Yep.
All right, well, it's about time to play this game again after all that fucking time.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, these are all... If they're going to go with this remake strategy, they've picked some good ones. And it's just crazy to me that Paper Mario, like, if you look at the metadata, all that, yeah, man, they've sat on it literally for, like, a year and a half. Just, they've had it this whole time. But obviously, we're going to talk about Paper Mario in just a little bit. Now, gaming win of the month for each of us, that was, of course, our leaky rumor mill. For me, I have been in Europe for a few weeks, and traveling, flying, all this stuff right there. My win is the handheld gaming, because goddamn, my Switch has just fucking been the trooper. This thing has guided me through my travels, and then catching up on work stuff back and taking a little break. Like, boy, if Xbox releases a handheld, I'm gonna have to keep some extra space in my fucking bag when I fly. Like, handheld gaming to me and the Steam Deck OLED, all this stuff. Like, now's the time. Now's the time to really push this stuff. It's costing me a lot of money, I'll tell you that. But I think, yeah, it's just pure win for me if all goes well. And if Sony does one, please, like a real one, not this bullshit. Like, give us a real PSP follow-up. And I'll purchase my dollars on that one. But yeah, what do you how about your win?
I just talked about it, but the Nintendo remakes have done it again. Mm-hmm. I will get into it in a bit in my what am I playing section, but I will just say that Nintendo remakes are fantastic. They've been fantastic, and I hope they keep doing them.
Me too. I hope this rumor real fucking pans out, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And my fail is going to be, we just talked about it, multiverses. This is, to me, what you don't do with a game. You just don't do this. I don't know why they thought this would work, because I feel like we're going to see the numbers next month, and I really don't think they're going to line up, unfortunately, with what they expected. It's really bad. And I think I feel bad mostly for the main developer who was on Twitter, who was part of the early conversations of Multiverses, who was reaching out to Smash fans and fighting game fans. Like, he put his heart and soul into this fucking game, and now he's a goddamn mouthpiece. And it's just, they took the baby from this guy, and it totally sucks. So Warner Brothers is continuously losing my support, and Multiverse is just another reason for that. So, yeah, sorry. Fail. How about you?
Mine is Call of Duty Black Ops 6. They completely lied about not releasing a Call of Duty game every year, and I believed it. I honestly believed that they were going to take a break and release one every 2 years, 3 years maybe. And now this is the third fucking Call of Duty game since they said they weren't going to do that.
To be fair, they half-assed the last one quite a bit, though.
That's why they shouldn't be releasing them every year. Because they need to hold some stuff back.
Right?
That's what they need to do. And it's like, okay, so they do the stupid trailer with, like, Bush and with Clinton and everybody, and I'm like, okay, so it's going to be, you know, take place in the 80s and 90s, I guess. But, you know, stop. Just fucking stop. Like, we've done this dance. They end up being shitty games. Stop doing this to people. People stop buying them, so they stop doing this.
You're diluting your brand, goddammit.
I know. And Modern Warfare 2 was such a good one for me.
People still talk about Modern Warfare 2. They made Warzone based off that engine. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, no.
That's my fail. They're lying, and they're going to keep lying, and we're going to keep getting a Call of Duty game every fucking year.
They're liars. All they do is lie.
You use me, Skinner.
You use me. All right. Now, what are you playing? I'm more interested in your thoughts, but I'll run through mine real quick. Because, again, I was traveling. The two games that kept me entertained on this plane ride with all these screaming fucking babies and just weird conditions, except the last one. It was really nice. Skyrim. Portable, holy shit, that's the best way to play that fucking game. I love it. The Switch port is solid, and I forget how much you can just lose time in a Bethesda game. Like, I was playing Fallout 4, and I definitely felt that with the next-gen update. But Skyrim clearly is, like, one of the top games of all time. That's just amazing world. And, whew, I was sleeping on Mario RPG. I played it for a while. And I, like, dropped off, right? I played other games, and it just fell in the back burner. I went back to it over the weekend because I really needed to wind down. That is just pure SNES goodness. The remake itself, like we said, Nintendo remakes are James's win. I agree. Based off this Mario RPG, I'm almost done. I'm right at Smithy. I'm right at the last fucking boss. I'm gonna beat it after we're done with this shit. And I already fucking downloaded Thousand Year Door, so I'm playing it tonight. I'm playing it fucking tonight after I beat Mario RPG. But I will say, there's nothing like an SNES RPG. They just hit different. And this is a very solid remake of it, because this game beat the shit out of me when I was younger. And now I'm older, and I figured it out. I don't know what the fuck happened, but now it's just a good experience. So, yeah, those two games right there, they're old games. But they still check out, I must say. So, yeah. All right, James, please tell us about Paper Mario.
You know, I've been talking about this since the creation of this podcast. And now
I think episode one.
Yeah, it's finally here, and I've been stuck on it. But I'm playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, and my God, how amazing is this remake? It's everything that made the original special, but so much more. I'm falling back in love with it. I'm falling back in love with the story. I'm falling back in love with the characters. There's a lot of quality of life improvements comparative to the original.
That's what I hear. And yeah.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Like, it's the only game I'm playing right now. I put everything else on the back burner, just because I can't put it down. I'm a huge, huge fan of the Paper Mario series, excluding the last one because it was stupid as fuck. But anyway, not the storyline, but the combat was really crappy.
That's what I hear. I heard the story's really good and the combat shit on that one.
Yeah, and so it was kind of like it was a love-hate relationship because the story was so good. Uh-huh. But anyway, Thousand Year Door for me is the pinnacle of the Paper Mario series, and it's so good. And like I said, it just... For people that don't know, that have never played the game, please go play this, because, like, it's such a well-written game. It's so fun and charming. And like I said, like you don't have the pains of what the original had. Like everything that was a complaint from the original, they literally fixed in this one. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. I think it gets a 10 out of 10. It's fantastic. It's really good.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I looked at the charts too. It's selling amazingly. Like, this game is flying off the fucking shelves. And Ruben corroborated your exact thing. Like, I was like, dude, like, apparently he got it and he went to the plane. He went, because they went to Texas with Phil and all that. Yeah. And he was just like, yeah, man, it just confirmed basically that it's in his top 3 games of all time. And he's like, I'm just debating whether it's number 1. Like, he says it's, like, that fucking good. And
it's definitely never going to be number 1 for me, but I would say it's a top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
In terms of Nintendo games, I would say it's definitely top 3 for me.
That makes sense. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, just strictly Nintendo games, it's definitely in the top. I loved it I loved it back in the day. I love it again. Like I said, it's just making me... It's obviously, it's a lot of nostalgia with it, but... It's just, again, I forgot how unbelievably well-written the game is. And like I said, the quality of life improvements. Mm-hmm. If you've never played any Paper Mario game, play this game. It's good. It's fantastic.
I mean, I think you're going to be happy to know, too, Nintendo has been sending out surveys to people who purchased the game. And apparently, based on previous surveys they've done, they're asking people very in-depth questions about what they like about it to help guide the next installment. So they're talking about, do you want more story? Do you want old-school RPG combat? Like, they're getting very thorough with this one. And the last time this happened, it legitimately directed whatever fucking games, the sequels that came from it. And they weren't that far off. So I think Nintendo's trying to listen and bring back Paper Mario to its, like, real RPG roots. And this is the test for it, but... Yeah, based on the sales, based on the fucking reviews and the fan feedback, this might be... We might get more traditional Paper Mario, which I'm going to be a big fan of. I think...
If they would have paired this combat with that story of the last one...
Or Origami King?
Perfection.
Yeah.
Absolute perfection. But the combat was so unbelievably fucking stupid that it killed the whole game for me. Yeah. Because it's so asinine. Like, I don't understand who... The fuck thought that would be a good idea? Because it's this weird matching thing. It's so dumb.
Yeah.
I was so unbelievably upset by it. And I was like, man, this really sucks because the game, at its heart, it's a good Paper Mario game. And, like, everything that you do in it is very reminiscent of the old RPG Paper Mario, like, style. But the combat was unbelievably dumb. And this one, like I said, it's the old school Paper Mario combat. Like, literally, if they just take that same, it's the same charming writing, same great storytelling, take that, give it the old RPG combat, like in Thousand Year Door, and it's going to be perfection for me, at least.
No, I'm with you. I think they should, honestly, and again, me playing Mario RPG, which is the genesis of basically this series and the Mario and Luigi series.
Yeah.
Which I do hope they go back to, but I'm like, it has good fundamentals.
Yeah.
So it's been 30 years since that game, 20 years since this fucking game. Let's take those lessons and take them forward, I think, for the next gen version, because we're going to get on the Switch too. We're not going to get on the Switch, obviously.
No, for sure.
Yeah, when that happens. But yeah, Thousand Year Door. So I'm going to go beat Smithy after this, and then I'm rocking that fucking game. That's on the game plan for sure. But we got an absurd headline. Now, I have this one here, but I actually want to do a different one. But the original one was Call of Duty Cheat Maker ordered to pay Activision $14 million in damages. Capitalism, baby. All right.
That's crazy.
That's stupid. But what's even dumber is the Tekken creator is still very confused about Waffle House. Because if you didn't know, fans have been demanding that for the next Tekken game, the creator include Waffle House as a stage, and it caused the creator to actually deep dive into the whole cultural philosophy and understanding of Waffle House, and he basically came back with, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, because he's like, it's open 24 hours and there are so many drunks, and what kind of culture is this? Like, I can't grasp for it. I've done 70 business trips to the US and I need to learn more about American society based off of what people are requesting. because people want a fighting game level set in a Waffle House where notoriously many fights actually happen in the wee hours of the night. So, to me, that's hilarious. I mean, come on. What's more exemplary of American culture than setting a Japanese fighting game in a traditional Waffle House, which, yes, houses some of our darkest, deepest, most horrifying individuals past the traditional AM hours. So,
yeah, I mean, that's just, it's such a funny, like, cultural divide to be like, why are people so obsessed with this place when in reality everyone's obsessed with it because of the fights,
yeah,
and not the food.
No, so, not at all.
And that's what's so damn funny about it. He's just like, I still don't get it.
dude, well,
it reminds me of Parks and Rec when I forget Adam Scott's character. What's his character's name?
Oh yeah.
But he doesn't get Little Sebastian.
Oh yeah.
Like, everybody's obsessed with Little Sebastian, and he's just like, yeah, I don't get it.
Oh, Ben. His name's Ben.
Ben, there you go, yeah.
Oh.
And, yeah, like, Amy Poehler's character, she's like, oh my God, he just named again. He's like, huh, yeah. And then he turns to the camera, he's like, yeah, I don't get it. that's what it reminds me of. He's just like, okay, I don't get it. Like, everyone's obsessed with Waffle House, and he just doesn't get it.
Oh, my yeah. God, dude. Give us the Waffle House DLC after that. And you can tell he's just like, I tried my hardest. I don't know what the fuck. I just put some things in a menu. And it's going to be the most played level in that entire fucking game. That's for sure.
As long as I give somebody a chair to use, too.
Yeah, oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah, the little meth bonus. Fucking the whole shebang. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, that was it. That's the NBC Gaming Podcast for this week. I was out for a few weeks, so sorry for the delays. But, you know, maybe we'll give you some more because Summer Game Fest is in full swing starting next week from the 8th on through whenever the next Direct happens, which is rumored to be in the next couple of weeks. So we'll follow up with the major game announcements. Sony clearly just kind of phoned this one in, but hopefully the others don't. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. You can find me on the Horrible People's Podcast, which is also on a hiatus because I was gone again. But we will be back with Alex Webster's birthday picks, and I believe, James, you are on one of those episodes, correct?
I am.
Yeah, this Daybreakers, isn't it? I'm going to reveal it here. I don't give a shit.
I was like, wow, okay, we're not keeping it quiet. Yes, it's one of my all-time, if not my favorite vampire movies ever made, so it's going to be fun.
I actually just watched it, and I got to say, pretty fucking unique-ass concept. I quite liked it, so
yes,
we'll see.
Yes, it is unique.
I got thoughts, because there's some interesting scenes in that one. Holy shit.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. So you're going to hear me and James again on the Horrible People's Podcast very soon. And then, of course, you hear me here every week, and you'll on that show as well. So this has been a product. Oh, James, before I get to that, where can I find you?
You can also find me. Well, you can find me on the Horrible People's Network. I am also in a live D&D campaign called Turning Tables. You can follow us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. You know, we're getting busy. We're trying to record episodes as well, but it's, you know, we're all adults. Mm-hmm. Life happens. Mm-hmm. And I also have my own solo podcast called the Retired Mosher Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. I've recorded my first video podcast. I am switching to video format as well as offering audio still, and that will be up on YouTube fairly soon. Right. Probably it will be out shortly after this, I think. But yeah, so go give me a follow. I just talk about my life and music and, you know, my dogs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and he puts feet pics on the video stuff now, so you know what?
OnlyFans, baby, let's go.
That's right. Look at those fucking toenails. Anyways, so this has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. You can find a slew of other shows on the network. Just give us a follow, see what shows you like. A lot of good stuff right there, but we will see you either next week, in a couple weeks. We'll figure it out. But a lot of game news is happening, so stay tuned. Adios.
Later.